thee. Come and see, the disciple says to his friend, to show him what they have found, that there is a king in Israel, that there is a Messiah that was prophesied, that there is something new in the world, that there is something going on which is different, that there is something wonderful and wondrous and important to be known. Do you say that to your friends? Do you invite them to church and tell them, we got this crazy pastor over here, you need to come see him? Goes around shaving his beard when we don't expect it, and you never know what's going to happen. I have... go to the fellowship hall. That's okay. That's important. They were going to go and see that the door was locked because I didn't unlock it this morning. I had to go see this weekend. I have been hearing about the Occupy Wall Street movement on the news, as I'm sure you have, and I heard that there was an Occupy Tallahassee, and I thought, well, I got to go see this. So I went to a meeting last night just to see what was going on, and I was impressed. These young people are planning on going and advocating for people who are losing their homes, who are struggling with foreclosure, as we are praying for those folks this morning, and go into the legislature and going to try and speak to them and ask them to have more mercy, to have more consideration, to have more care for those people who are struggling. And I thought, wow, you know, these are the kind of young people I would like to have in my church. People who want to do something. People who want to make a difference. People who want to make things better. And I was glad that I was able to be there. And hopefully I'll be able to go back and maybe help them out with some donations and be a presence for those people who want some religious direction. Because if we in the church are not involved in what is going on in the world, then what are we doing? We're letting the world go on its own without asking them to come and see what Jesus is doing in our lives. How Jesus makes a difference. And not just Occupy Tallahassee and not just in the Capitol and not just politics, but anywhere and everywhere we go, we want to tell people, come and see what Jesus is doing. Come and see what God has done in my life. Come and see what God is doing in our church. Come and see what God can do in your life. Come and see what a difference God can make if you let Him into your heart. Because we want to see. I don't remember which state it is, but there's a show me state, Missouri, where they want to see it before they're going to believe it. And I kind of relate to that. Seeing is believing, right? We want to see. We want to see how that works. We want to see if it really does. I mean, if you listen to all the stuff on TV, you believe some strange things. I asked somebody the other day if they thought something that was being advertised work. I think it was Danielle. And she came back to me and later said, I did some research. It doesn't do it. How many times have you spent something, ordered it, you know, mail order, and it comes, and you try it out, and either it doesn't work, or the second or third time you use it, it breaks, or, you know, we are disappointed with the things of the world. They never seem to really satisfy that hunger, that need, that deep-seated emptiness that we have in our lives and in our hearts if we don't have Jesus living there. Amen. And so, the disciple asked his friend to come and see. To come and see what Jesus was doing. To come and see who Jesus was. To come and see what could happen. And what impresses his friend is what Jesus sees. He sees him in his heart. He sees him under the fig tree. He sees him and knows him. Just as Jesus sees us and knows us. And sometimes we don't want him to do that. Sometimes we're kind of like, I don't want him to see that part. We're not real proud of everything we do. We're not real proud of everything we've done. But He sees us, and He knows us, and He knows all the things we've done and all the parts of us that we might not want Him to see, and He loves us anyway. He invites us anyway to come into His family, to come and be part of His kingdom, to come and be part of that wondrous fellowship that we call the church. And it is a wondrous fellowship, isn't it? I know how much joy I get out of being here, and I know how much joy so many of you have told me you get out of being part of this community, part of this family, part of this congregation. It's important to come and see. It's important to see what Jesus has available for us. It's important to see what Jesus has in store for us, and it's important to let Him see, because He does anyway, but to open ourselves so that He can come in and change what's going on in our lives, so that we can see Him working in the world, so we can see the wonders of His love, so that we can see the peace that indeed passes understanding. The peace of God, the peace of Christ, to know Him and love Him and know that no matter how bad it gets or how tough it is or what horrible things may happen, He's there walking with us, talking with us, caring for us, loving us, being with us. God is in our lives. God is in the world. God is in our hearts. Come and see.